As Senator Tom Daschle prepares to take over as majority leader next week, voters in his home state of South Dakota are watching closely. That's because Daschle's new role will often pit the Democrat against President George W. Bush. South Dakota voted solidly for Bush in the November election. Daschle's critics in the state fear he will put the agenda of the Democratic Party above his constituents. But Daschle counters that the influential leadership role will allow him to do more for his state. From Sioux Falls, Kurt Nickisch of South Dakota Public Radio reports.
Last January, after South Dakota native Josh Heupel led the Oklahoma Sooners to the college football championship, a Sports Illustrated writer called the quarterback the most prominent graduate of Aberdeen Central High School. Perhaps the school in the windswept prairie town also graduated Tom Daschle, who's expected to become majority leader of the U.S. Senate next week. While the soft-spoken Democrat may not always turn heads in Washington, D.C. when he goes for his daily four-mile jog, many South Dakotans feel comfortable calling him by his first name. Even with next week's Senate reorganization looming, Daschle has spent the last few days here. In Sioux Falls yesterday, he said he wants to make South Dakota's agenda the national agenda.
Whether we have a good agricultural policy, whether or not we're strong in education and in health, whether or not we can provide meaningful economic development, those issues are so critical to me. And now I'm probably in the best position to make them as critical to the Senate and its agenda.
It's for good reason that Daschle is trying to assure voters he won't sacrifice their interests in Washington. His prominent support of Al Gore in the 2000 post-election resulted in scathing letters to the editor and even a public protest here. Some felt Daschle wasn't representing South Dakota, which gave Bush a 22% margin of victory over Gore. Now, as the top Senate Democrat, Daschle will likely go head-to-head with President Bush on a variety of issues. Former Republican Lieutenant Governor Steve Kirby says if Daschle doesn't want to alienate South Dakota voters, he should tread lightly.
A lot of South Dakotans are looking at Tom even more than ever, like the entire world, and saying, what is your agenda? Are you going to join with President Bush, or are you going to lock horns? If he starts aiming mortal salvos to the president, that's clearly going to have a negative reaction back here in South Dakota.
Yet supporters say Daschle defied such criticism as minority leader in the past and will continue to do so. Tom Daschle combats a Capitol Hill stigma by spending more than 60 days in the state each year, visiting all 66 counties. He sometimes drives around in a rental car without a schedule and without his staff. People who talk with him at livestock auctions or over coffee often describe him as a good listener. Longtime friend Larry Pearsall says South Dakotans feel that Daschle, the mild-mannered son of a small-town bookkeeper, is one of them.
People that are out here, they believe in strength, but they believe in quiet strength. And that's exactly what he has, I think. And that's the same sort of thing that people out here like to believe that they themselves have, and I think they look for it in their leaders.
Pearsall says this is why the 53-year-old Democrat has been easily reelected in a state with a strong Republican base. University of South Dakota history professor Herbert Hoover says voters here often don't mind if their congressional delegates are of a different political stripe, so long as they wield power. He says voters here traditionally elect fiscal conservatives to state government.
But then we send our most liberal spenders to Washington to bring home money. We've had one of the most powerful senatorial delegations since the 1930s. That's been the plan, and it's worked out very well.
It could work out even better for the state now that Daschle's caucus will control Senate committees. If, as expected, the Senate reorganizes next week and Daschle assumes the position of majority leader, it will be the highest political office anyone from South Dakota has ever attained. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Sioux Falls.